Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you, dude.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We've got a nice guest on the line, so we'll take care of a few things here.
It's all about the children. What about the children? No. You know, so much has been taken away from our teachers and our education. We need to reinstate that. We need to get our teachers back in line with the pay they deserve, because some have master's degrees. You're turning red.
Why are you making me angry, dude? Why?
I mean, do you fault a master's degree and the compensation that should go with that? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to deviate and tell you a quick story about master's degrees, all right? So I graduated with a BA. I was out in the working world for 10 years, and I said, I'm going to go get my master's degree, because somebody said, you're going to make $5,000 more a year if you have your master's degree. So I went to Wayne State University, right? First five classes, all math, right? Like, I'd never used any of the math I learned on my BA, right? And so the final straw for me was this lady walks in. She was a part-time professor at Wayne State. And she goes, I don't want to hear any of you guys say we're not going to use the quantitative analysis that we're going to use in this class. This is quantitative analysis 723, whatever the class was. And one of the guys in the front row was sitting up just a row ahead of me, and I was already dragging my head. You know, here we go again. He goes, well, what do you do when you're not teaching? She goes, well, I'm a quantitative analyst, a GM. We all went, you! And five of us got up and we walked out, and that was the end of it. I told Wayne State, I'm done. You're not teaching me anything. I've been out for 10 years. Teach me something. If I'm paying you, teach me something. God. All right, let's take care of a little business before I get any more riled. I came, you know what? Here's the thing. I came in today and I was perfectly calm. I sat in the hot tub before I came in. I was Zen master. I was looking at the blue sky. I was good. And I come in here and all of a sudden, right through the roof, my blood pressure is going.
You're almost a Zen with a master's degree.
Don't bring up the master's degree. That's all I can say.
Well, I'll be back later on in the next few minutes. And later on in the show, I will describe an experience I had that gives new meaning to the word dumbass.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, Regal Recycling and Auto Parts on Old Whitmore Lake Road. 5270 Old Whitmore Lake Road in Whitmore Lake. They have used tires, batteries, alternators, and starters, and they have 6 acres of used parts. Make sure you get out there if you're looking for a part for your car. Don't spend all that money on a new part. Some of those other parts are just as good. You can call them at 734-663-0976. That's 734-663-0976. That's Regal Recycling and Auto Parts. And they also buy scrap metal. So they're located right there in Whitmore Lake. Easy to find. Check them out online or whatever you got to do. But 734-663-0976. So what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news we've put on the Daily Drift. If you're not going there, go to www.thedailydrift.com. And you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, if you want to send me a link or something that you want to put on there. But we're bringing in our guest, and it's Robert Geiske. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on. And yes, it is all about the children, but I think in some cases it goes awry and just becomes more of a jobs program.
All right, so let me give you a little lead in here. So and because this is a local issue for us here in Washtenaw County in Michigan, but I want all our listeners from across the nation, because we got a bunch of Twitter followers and Facebook people who listen from all over the country. This is not just in Michigan. This happens all the time. For me, the biggest grievance is the fact that here is one of these special elections. You know, we've got a primary coming up in August. We've got a general election in November. Can you tell me why the Washtenaw Intermediate School District is having a special election May 3rd? Bob, go ahead.
Exactly. It's an off election, so they're expecting low voter turnout. They have a current budget of approximately $120 million, And from the information I've been able to glean, they have a total of 225 students enrolled, and that's from their own information that was provided to the Mackinac Center. On top of the 3.8 plus mills, they're asking for an additional 1.5 mills, which will generate $22 million a year for 10 years.
Okay, now straighten me out for a second, Bob. Is this just for the intermediate school district? This is not each of our schools in all the different townships around, right?
Actually, it's for the intermediate school district, but that's where this gets interesting. The money that they're raising will not go to special needs children, and that's in their own information.
So they're putting this out there saying this is for handicapped kids and special needs kids, and yet it's just a way to throw more money into a general fund for the intermediate school district.
Exactly. And if I may, just a short sentence here that they put on their own information. It starts out, how much revenue will be generated from the millage increase? The millage increase will generate approximately $22 million per year, which would offset the $24 million in general fund money. That's key right there. That local public school districts are currently diverting from general education programs. General education programs, not special needs.
Right. All right, so, you know, this... Yeah. Sometimes, Bob, I just want to scream. Like I said, I came in with having the ultimate of being a nice, calm Gary today and discussing elections and politics and even this tax issue reasonably. But once again, I'm back to square one. Because let me just remind people, because all across this nation, I think we have the same setup pretty much. You have your school principal of your school and the teachers, and that school principal probably has an administrative assistant or maybe two or three, whatever they got, right? So you have an administrative staff for that particular school. Each of those principals reports to a school superintendent, right, for the whole district? Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And he's got his own administrative staff, maybe several of them. And then he reports to the school board, obviously. And the school boards, I don't think actually the members don't get paid or anything. But then that school board reports to this intermediate school district. Is that correct? Am I still on track here?
That is correct. And those board members are elected by the school board members of the public school system.
Oh, like that's not going to go wrong. All right. So the intermediate school board members are not elected by us as
correct.
Citizens who actually pay for all this multiple, because then that intermediate school district now reports to the state school board superintendent and his school board and all their administrative staff, who then report to the Department of Education and all their administrative staff. So we've got like five levels of administration just to teach a kid somewhere. What is wrong with our society? No wonder we spend more than anyone else in the world, but have like number 26 in the world for results when it comes from education?
Exactly. And if you look at the salaries just in the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, for just the superintendents of like Ann Arbor Public Schools, for example, and this is 2012 data, there's a 2016 report due out, but I couldn't get those numbers, just for Ann Arbor, $282,452, which includes your insurance, your pension, sick days, 12 sick days, vacation, so on and so forth. Washtenaw Intermediate School District, for example, is $216,000. You add all the different public schools and the ISD up, that's $2.1 million just in their salaries for the superintendents of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District system.
Jeez Louise.
2.1. That's 2012 numbers.
Yeah. You know, when a superintendent of a school district, and you're responsible for maybe 5, maybe at a max, 8,000-10,000 kids, maybe, at the biggest of school districts?
Well, actually,
they're making...
Ann Arbor is 16,000.
Okay.
Again, Ypsilanti at 190 grand is 3850. Saline, that's another large one, was 5331. Again, 2012 numbers. But Milan, huge. Milan area schools, 188 grand. They got a whopping 760 students.
That's crazy. I mean, these guys are making more than our hardworking U.S. senators, right?
How
is that even possible? How is that possible that we're paying people at the local level like this more money than we're paying what are supposed to be the cream of the crop in Washington, D.C.?
That's a fine question.
Now, I'm playing loose with the terms when I say
I know,
cream of the crop in Washington, D.C. We all know there are a bunch of morons who probably don't deserve $15 an hour up there the way they've been acting.
Just, if you eliminate it, bring the money back, we'd be far better off. But the other thing that, you know, this millage requires cash because you can't have an election without paying the clerks and everybody involved at all the precincts. That's $300,000 alone, approximately $300,000, that's spent by the WISD to hold this election.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all know this is what really aggravates me, because people need to know that this is the biggest shell game in history, because every time these, and I think the school districts are the absolute worst, because they know that if they send a letter home to the kids, the parents will, oh, yes, we got to take care of the kids. Let's send this letter home to the parents. And then the teachers who may or may not live in the particular community, they're all out there working, you know what I mean, trying to get people to show up for this election, where the average Joe is not even going to know. I mean, I run the local paper, right, in northern Washtenaw and southern Livingston here, and you would have thought I would have had a press release from Washtenaw Intermediate School District saying, hey, we're having an election, let's tell everybody about it. Hell no, they're not going to tell everybody about it because they know we're not going to vote for it. So they special interest out to the people they know will vote for it. And that's why these things always pass on the off election. Off election should be illegal. Doggone it. It just drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. They have all of their reasons for doing so, which are, you know, blatantly obvious that they wanted the low voter turnout. Again, with that low voter turnout, we have to get everybody out there because they're anticipating that every teacher, every admin, every superintendent, every family member of a child that was brainwashed by this will be out there to vote. So we have to get everybody. We got to double down. We got to do exactly what we did. It was approximately 2009 when they asked for a 2 mil increase then, which obviously got shut down. But and then on top of all this, the state of Michigan is going to throw another $1.5 billion in there. $1.5 billion, I think, coming pledged from the Snyder administration.
Yeah, old, so Rhino, old Rhino Rick trying to make people in Ann Arbor like him a little bit since they all hate his guts right now.
Well, that's it. You know, the money's there. So, and then, well, let's just face it. The ISDs are an organization without a mission. Since Headley, which if we just use Tecumseh school system, they get about $7,800 per student as it is. So now you're going to add, you know, let's just say if their information is correct here at the WISD, they affect 6,500 students somewhere else in the district. Whatever that actually means, we don't know. But they're claiming one in seven receives some type of special education service. So you take $120 million, leave this millage out of it, that's about $18,500 per student on top of the $8,000 that Headley gives them.
Yeah. I mean, how much money does it take? We see people doing homeschooling. We see the charter schools working their butts off, and they're doing it for a lot less money. There's got to be a reckoning here with people. And this is why I always tell people, you know what? The most important election is not the president, the Senate, the Congress. The most important thing you can do as a concerned citizen is run for the school board this year. If there are positions opening up, get in there, run for them. Spend a little money advertising, because you know what? When it comes to those things, it's all about name recognition. So you can literally walk into a school board position and win it without spending a lot of money. Buy your signs, take some advertising out, knock on some doors, and you can win one of those places on a school board. And get rid of these people who want the Common Core. Get rid of these people who want to spend more of your money and not give your students the education they need. It's crazy. We throw more and more money at our school districts and are getting less and less for that. So people, get involved this year. If you've got some time to go to those school board meetings a couple times a month, run for office, for crying out loud. Throw these liberal progressive idiots out of office and put somebody in there, especially if you're an accountant, if you're a finance guy, if you have any idea of how to balance a checkbook, go run for school board, for crying out loud. That's how you take your country back.
Yeah, fine point, because I know in the Chelsea School District, which is where I reside in that area, it was less than 500 votes that won. So you can get in quite easily.
Yeah.
Just a couple other key points I want to make here. The tax burden on Washtenaw County citizens is the highest in the state already.
Yeah.
And we have just proposed during their work session of April 7th, the known proposals, there's four of them. There's the emergency one that passed, this ISD education thing, 1.5 mils. Washtenaw Community College, renewal of 0.85. But, you know, and I can go on and on and on. There's Parks and Recs, and then the ones that are not renewals. There's a dozen or more. So this is just one of many that the taxpayers will see in August and November, as well as this one in May.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Gary. Let's not forget that mill by the state that's thrown in there, that's for the new transgendered bathrooms. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, you're
we're not going to have new
there.
Bathrooms.
Where's this money going? Honestly, when you go to the Chelsea School District, for example, they had brand new schools back in 2010, I think it was, and they wanted even more money. Well, they only had about a half of the kindergartners coming in. So, of course, I went to the school board meeting and I suggested that, you know, based on your numbers, close one of the schools. Do something other than increase it to keep schools open with fewer students. They didn't like the idea, but ultimately the voters sided against them. They closed Pierce Lake in 2010, and to this day, it's still closed. So sell the real estate.
Yeah, because that's got to be worth something out there. I would think that property or that building's got to be worth a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah, and I think it was $2.8 million shortfall. Well, they get $2.8 million from the ISD. Funny how that works out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you just sold the building, it's $2.88 that they got 2015 from the ISD.
Right.
So they're keeping this brand-new school closed.
That's ridiculous.
And the old high school.
Yeah.
The old high school is still there being used by senior citizens. It's just, they do pay their way, but, I mean, you got a full gymnasium, full cafeteria.
The virtues of a socialist utopia.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
All right. So, Bob, let me ask you this then. So get hold of Linda and Theron here at the station. Make arrangements to get on Theron's show in the afternoon and let more, because he's got probably a much bigger audience than us. Let's be honest. But make sure you get on with Theron and get that message out there. I'm sure he'll be happy to have you.
Absolutely.
And leave your message. I won't drop you. I'll put you on hold. Derek will get your phone number and information as well. We'll get it to Theron and Linda. And let's make sure we get you on and get as many people as we know out there voting no on this. Because for me, even if this was a great cause, then do it in the primary. Do it in August. Don't spend the extra money for another special election because you're pulling the wool over people's eyes and you're jamming it down our throat because you know it. It's immoral. It's wrong. I don't care if it's legal. It's bull crap, and they shouldn't be doing it. Enough of these special elections because these people are hosing us.
Exactly.
Did I just say
and
hosed?
It's okay to vote no on May 3rd because it's not going to the special needs children.
Yeah.
It's a 38.7% increase and already a high millage for no mission.
Right.
So, sounds great, guys. I greatly appreciate you having me on.
You got it. So I'm going to put you on a hold and make sure you get
that contact information.
All right, cool.
Very good.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. Once again, government pulling a fast one on us. They do it in our township all the time. You know, they're always trying to put this special millage in there. We're going to try and run this through. We're going to be real quiet. You don't even know there's an election until you drive past the school or the voting precinct, and all of a sudden you see the little sign out. Hey, vote today. That bull!
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
You're absolutely right.
They'll put the legal notice in some paper that nobody gets, you know what I mean, just to make sure they're legal. And the rest of us don't even know. I didn't know there was an election today.
Yeah, it's the total sneakiness of it and the underhandedness of it, but it's also make do with the money you've got.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the real basis for this argument, I think. But also, the icing on the cake is, once again, trying to sneak things through. And the whole, I mean, if this is voted down, this proposal will be back on another secret sneaky ballot within the year.
Yeah,
It never goes away, ever. I can
guarantee you, if it fails May 3rd, it'll be on the August election again. They'll keep going and going for it. That's the thing. They can keep going as much as they want.
Yep.
You know, and
it's like an insurgency. It's an insurgency that never goes away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, and across the nation, this kind of crap happens all the time. So it's not just here in Michigan. It's in California. It's in Florida. People just don't pay attention. And you need to. And that's why we need to get people to pony up and take the – I know it's a pain in the butt going to township board meetings. I know it's a pain in the butt going to a school board meeting. But somebody's got to do it. And if everybody just served one term at it, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be so hard. Get in there. Do your homework. Serve time a little bit. It is like serving time. If you've been to a school board meeting, you want to pull your hair out most of the time. You know what I mean? It's just painful to watch. It's like these they call township politics, the armpit of politics. And it's true, let me assure you. But you have to do it. These are the important things. This is where our kids are being molded into socialists right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because we've allowed these progressive liberals who get in there and they're like, yes, let's teach some Marxism today. Next thing you know, your kids are voting for Bernie. What the hell?
I know. On that point about Bernie, in New York, I believe I heard that 70% of his votes, his support in that primary, came from people 30 years and younger. What does that say about the future of our country when 70% are young people voting for, I don't care what he calls himself, he's a communist.
He's a communist. That's exactly right. And you know, another thing I want to touch on here in Washtenaw County anyways, and Livingston, actually. Back in November, I did a story on the front page of The Current. The Bill Schuette, the attorney general for the state, said certain counties are illegally, unconstitutionally taxing people. Washtenaw County was one of them. That's why I did the story back in November. Just found out we did a story in March, I think, or April. Livingston County is doing the same thing. So I want to put a call out to any attorneys that are out there. If you're a conservative attorney, if you hate high taxes, you can get your name out there and get some recognition if you just fight these. Because Bill Schuette already did the work. It's unconstitutional, according to the Attorney General's Office of the State of Michigan. I would wish one attorney in one of these counties would stand up and say, I'll take that case, I'll fight it in court. If you need a class action or you need somebody to file for, you call me. I'll be the guy, you know, and I'll give you some free radio and newspaper, whatever, you know, to pay for your services. But for crying out loud, is there an attorney out there who will stand up for the taxpayers? Please, that's all I'm asking for. One attorney. God. Let's take a call from Mike from Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
Boy, am I ticked off, too. I'm losing my blood pressure. Is way the heck up. I listened to your guest, okay, and he mentioned this guy down in Milan who makes $188,000 a year, superintendent.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got about 2,500 kids in that school.
Yep.
This is to all the people down there in York Township and in Milan and in that area. This guy makes, now get a load of this, if he works 52 weeks of the year, we know they don't work 52 weeks of the year. They're off in the summertime. But here's his $90 an hour, $3,615 a week for $188,000 supervisor salary. Hello?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hello?
It's crazy. He's
producing kids, and this goes through Celine, all of these dumber than dirt. They have the kids are at the bottom of the list, 25th or 26th in the world as far as math is concerned, science. I mean, these kids basically, I don't even think they know how to tie their shoes or wipe their butts.
Well, they want somebody to wipe their butts for them.
This is what we're putting out, and this is, you wanted to, by the way, you mentioned something about townships. We have townships here where we have the treasurers who work 3 hours a day, and they show up for 1 hour, they make $55 an hour, and then they leave after 1 hour on the shift, and they go work at a bank while they're double-dipping us taxpayers. You're talking about the arm. That's the butthole of politics is township politics. So my basic thing is, you want to talk about bringing out the torches and the rails and the feathers and the tar? They need to get them all. I mean, this is ridiculous. To be honest with you, enough is enough, folks.
Yeah,
they need to be tossed out. They need to be exposed. You need to put up their names out there. They need to be told, and people need to break it down per hour. They're talking about $15 minimum wage, and these people are making $90 an hour and doing nothing.
Yep.
You know, the average pay, and Selena read this a couple years ago or so, was over $80,000 on average for the teachers. That's just the actual paycheck.
Well, let me
not
ask
the
you
benefits,
something.
Not the lifelong
you know how
health
many days
insurance.
These kids go to school. They go to school for 2 or 3 weeks, then they're off for a teacher's day, marking day. They're off for this, they're off for that. These kids are never in school.
So, you know, yeah, exactly. There's all the time off, so there's probably, like, what, maybe 7-8 months out of the year they're actually in class?
Probably. It's about right.
Okay. Then you got the $80,000 on average in Celine. Then you got the lifelong health insurance after they retire. Great benefits now. And the pension!
Yeah. And we
so that's over $100,000 a year in compensation.
Hey, guys, we get 1 inch of snow and they're off.
Yeah,
hello?
Exactly.
I am ticked off. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mike. All right, we'll see you all on the other side of the break. Take care.
Be
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Hugh Hewitt, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lash. They stay tuned in for Fox News updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiro. Donald Trump campaigning in Connecticut, calling on his remaining GOP rivals to quit.
They're both mathematically eliminated. They should drop out, in all fairness. They should drop out.
Trump at a rally in Waterbury, Connecticut. Democrat Bernie Sanders campaigning in Maryland.
On Tuesday, the people of Maryland can say it is time for a political revolution.
Maryland and four other states hold primaries next Tuesday. Two police officers are hospitalized in stable condition after a shooting inside an Arizona Walmart. One of the officers went in to investigate a trespassing report.
As soon as the officer walked inside, when the suspect had a clear view, he fired at the officer.
Chandler, Arizona Detective Seth Tyler, the second officer, was shot before killing the gunman. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Dawn Farm 7th Annual Ride for Recovery will take place Sunday, April 24th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6633 Stony Creek Road in Ypsilanti. There will be many events, including bike rides. A Metric Century Serenity ride starts at 8 a.m. A 40-mile Honesty ride starts at 8 a.m. A 25-mile Openness ride starts at 9 a.m. And a 10K Willingness ride starts at 10 a.m. There will also be a 5K and a 10K Stony Creek Shuffle. The run walk starts at 10:30 a.m. There's a $25 registration fee through April 1st, $35 after April 1st, $50 suggested fundraising donation. Register online at firstgiving.com/dawnfarm. Registration includes an event t-shirt, light breakfast snacks from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and the recovery celebration lunch from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Note, helmets are mandatory for all riders. For more information, visit dawnfarm.org or call 734-485-8725. On Saturday, May 14th at Henny Field in Saline, there's going to be three running events. First is Run for Your Life. It's going to be a 5K, 8 a.m. registration begins, 9 a.m. the race begins. Bark for Life, registration 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the event is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Relay for Life happens next, registration 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and the event is from 3 to 10 p.m. For more information, email grunch11@cloud.com.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Win your share of $60,000 during the Crazy Cash Giveaway, 3 to 9 p.m. Fridays through April 29th. Marquee Rewards members enter free. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino Toledo. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to be back, man. I enjoy getting all crazy and
we're going to take
elevated
it up a
notch. From yeah. a from a standpoint of blood pressure, maybe? I don't
know. Yeah, like the last thing we needed to do, which is what we just did, we went and each grabbed a coffee.
Taking so, it up a notch. Here we go.
You know, speaking of beautiful days, last Sunday, beautiful day, decided I'm going to go for a walk. So I went to this recreation park area where they have an outdoor, you know, path and some wide open spaces, soccer fields, baseball diamonds, all that kind of
stuff. Is that the one with the memorial to Che Guevara?
There, I wouldn't doubt it. I didn't see that, but I definitely saw the big statue of Mumia.
Free Mumia.
Yes, free him. So, before I start my walks, I drink a lot of water. I decide, you know what? I'm going to go use the Port-a-John here. And there's nobody really around. I mean, there's a couple cars in the parking lot, and there's the building itself, you know, that has the weight room and all that exercise stuff. And I decided to go into this Port-a-John. I walk in there, and I lock it behind me. And shortly after, I start to, you know, do my business without giving too much TMI here. Wasn't going to be in there long. Someone's trying to open the door, you know. So I don't know about you, but when I go to a public restroom and the door's locked and I try it, I don't, like, keep pulling on it. I realize somebody's in there. So right away, there's a guy pulling on it. He goes, hey, is someone in there? Yes. And I wanted to say, no, blank, Sherlock. No, I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay, sorry. You know, so I finish up, like, about 20 seconds later or so, and I come out. I'm expecting to see whoever was trying to get in standing there patiently waiting. I don't see anybody. So I glance around, and what do I see? Oh, no. There's this, I couldn't believe it. There's this wooden storage shed about 10 feet from me. I see an old man's bare ass.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
That's what I was wondering. Is this the society we live in? So I'm in shock. I look. This guy is changing his clothes.
So it was
he's not mooning me or flashing me. He's literally taking his clothes off and is changing outside in a public spot where there's kids, where there's a residential area not too far away where they could see him out of their back, you know, porch deck. And I saw other things I wish I had never seen.
So now
what do I do? I wish I was a CPL holder. I would have taken care of business right there.
Are you threatening me?
I would have been threatening. So I'm speechless. I'm in shock. I start to walk away. And I keep glancing over my shoulder like, what's happening here? And I, trust me, I saw way too much. It wasn't just these flabby butt cheeks. There was more. And I'm thinking, okay, now if I go, I wanted to go confront the guy like and say, what the hell do you think you're doing? Or maybe even half joking. What do you think this is, Norway? You know, I mean, and he comes walking around the corner with his clothes on at this point, acting like nothing's wrong. I thought, should I go report him? And I thought, it's going to be my word against his. So what do you do? But is this the society that we now live in where you can't even go to a, this wasn't like it was hidden in the woods someplace. This is wide out in the open.
It's multiculturalism, dude.
Yeah. And this is what.
So let me ask you, was he transgendered?
That would have maybe made it a little more pleasurable.
I don't. Welcome to Ann Arbor, home of multi-transgendered homeless people.
I walked away and I turned around. I saw him walk in. I was probably at that point about 30, 40 yards away. He looked like an old, not a super old man, but at least in his 60s doing this.
One of these days, I'm going to see an article in the Ann Arbor News. Man assaults.
You're gonna see it. Yeah,
another man.
But only to me. This could happen to. No one else apparently saw it. Only me.
It's that book, The Secret, dude.
The
vibes you put out into the universe come back to you. You're placing an order for a homeless guy.
But in general, I hate people. Yet they just come around me. I could never get away from it. I try to avoid people.
Oh my god!
And they're always there.
All right. After that story, dude, I don't know if I can get through the sponsor.
I can't get the vision out of my head. It was just awful.
Well, now you've put one in mine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
It was.
He's killing me. Okay, let's.
I mean, this was like a, I don't know, like a hippopotamus bent over presenting itself for mating.
Oh, jeez, you know, dude. Will you stop?
Terrible.
I've got to eat dinner tonight at some point, right? All right, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, J&M Landscaping, 248-640-7029. You've heard me talk about J&M before. Jason and his guys do tree removal, they do landscape, you name it. Trimming, stump grinding, pruning ornamentals. They took a tree down in my backyard, a big tree that had one of those splits in it. Should have come down a long time ago, but I was negligent in getting it down quicker.
Wish I'd had one of their chainsaws last Sunday.
No, because then you wouldn't be here with me today. But they took this giant tree down in my backyard. I came home from work, and it's like they were never there. It was amazing. So 248-640-7029, before the spring storms hit, the tornadoes and all that stuff, get those trees trimmed, get the bad trees down, whatever you got to do. Call these guys up, jandmlandscapingmichigan.com, mi.com, or you can reach Jason at 248-640-7029. Everything, they're licensed, they're insured, they take MasterCard and Visa, so they can get in and get out, and it's not going to be a big hassle for you. Got it? Okay. Boy, how did I get through that after your story? Holy Toledo.
And I won't even tell the Walmart story. I told you that off the air. I'll spare the listeners another only me story.
Let's take a call from Jenny so I can catch my breath. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Jenny.
Okay, this is a couple of texts that I sent my friends yesterday, and I thought you'd get a kick out of them.
Okay.
All right, the first one is, Happy Earth Day. Live in a tent. Let's see, Happy Earth Day. Live in a tent. Walk everywhere, and cook over an open fire. Only you can change the climate.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Jenny, you say about...
What would that do to the climate if we all cooked over an open fire?
I'm
just saying.
You know, it blows me away how often I smell thick wood smoke, during the winter especially, but in the spring and the fall, people just burning to burn, it seems. And you can't get a breath of fresh air. I drive through the country. I smell wood burning.
Yeah, right.
Or leaves. Worse, you know, leaves. Or I'm in the city, and you can't open a window because neighbors are, you know, using their wood stove or their fireplace, or they got some bonfire going, and you can't get a breath of a fresh, crisp air when you want it. Because, and these are probably the same people that are all worried about climate change.
Probably.
Yeah, I know. That's wood why is good. I put that last thing in there. Okay,
yeah.
The other one was businesses. Save the planet and solve our gender problem. Have year-round sidewalk sales and have your customers use the bushes. They are gender-friendly.
Yeah, I kind of experienced that last Sunday.
Jenny, why? We're never going to get off this story.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one, Jenny. I like that one. Gender free.
Yeah, so anyway, I was gender just like, you know, satirizing Earth Day and this other crap that's going on with this, you know, this stupid bathroom stuff is just ridiculous.
It is. And here's the thing. And Brandon and I exchanged a couple of texts earlier in the week when Trump,
yeah.
Trump made his statement and Ted made his statement. And I thought to myself, here we go again. You know, it used to be just the left that would bring on these social issues like transgendered bathroom laws or definition of marriage and all the rest of this stuff just to keep Republicans from getting elected. Because Republicans always end up looking stupid. It doesn't matter if your answer's right or wrong. It's stupid. And so people say, I'm not voting for that guy. He's against bathroom gender laws. You know, that is not important. I don't care about your marriage definition. I don't care about your bathroom definition. I don't care about any of that crap. What's important this time around is immigration, international trade.
Like Ron said, to even Ted Cruz, if Ted Cruz gets in there, he's not going to solve this gender issue overnight. He probably, and I go further. He won't solve it at all because it's gone too dang far.
Yeah, he's not going to solve it because he's already made stupid comments where people are going to – they hate him already. His own party, a big chunk of his own party hates him. How's he going to get in and get people in Congress to do something? No. Just leave it alone. None of that stuff is important.
It goes back to the local issues like Target. Okay, Target has started this junk All right, just don't go in there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a state issue at best. There's nothing in the Constitution about whether you should have the right to use a bathroom as a transgendered human being, whatever it goes, left, right, up, down, with or without. That's not in the Constitution. It's a state and local issue. Leave it alone. And that's what Republican candidates should say. Listen, that's a state issue. Go talk to somebody in North Carolina about it. I'm a little busy right now. I'm trying to run an election based on immigration, national security, and international trade and jobs. All right? Take your bathroom laws and shove them. I don't want to talk about that right now. None of us should.
Yeah, but
I mean, if enough people supported, if enough people did not go on Target because of this, the decision they made, they'd be good. They'd go broke.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Before you go, though, Jenna, here's my point on this that I'm going to jump in, and I'm sure I'm going to make Gary mad. My thing is this bathroom issue about transgenders, specifically men dressed like women going into a public bathroom, was kind of a big issue a week or so ago. Like, no, they should not be doing that, period. There was an emotional, and logical response to that, and like you said, you're still a man down there. You should not be going in. But now Trump comes out and says what he says, and all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, this stuff isn't important anymore. You know, and that's something I wanted to highlight because I think it is still important. Trump shouldn't have said that. I disagree vehemently with Trump on this. But what I can't wrap my mind around is once Trump says this, it seems like, well, it's not that big a deal. I agree it's a state issue. But the fact that Trump said it and now he's being excused once again for saying something so stupid or at least counterintuitive to what you would think a Republican candidate would say, I can't let it go. And I'm not going to keep
he keeps being excused.
Yes, I'm not going to keep beating it up. But that was the final straw for me as far as people excusing him and glossing over it. I can't let that go. And I had to voice it in the clearest terms that I can.
Thank you. And on the other hand, I can't excuse the stuff that Cruz has said. So I'm still voting for the last man, and I worry about this country, whoever gets in.
Once again, it is the least bad, and Trump is, instead of like impressing me, he keeps doing things that discourage me. And one can say about Cruz, you know, he's charisma is terrible and all that, and I've said that from the beginning. And also, I'll just add on, as far as excusing Trump, on the other side, if it had been Bernie or Hillary that had come out and said the same thing that Trump said, we'd be lambasting them on this show.
The media would.
Rightly so. I mean, we would too. We would go after them.
Yeah. I would be saying
the same
thing
that Trump.
I said 2 weeks ago. If you got male parts down there, use the male bathroom. If you got female parts down there, use the female bathroom.
Yes.
But you know what? Once again, this is an issue that is pretty doggone slim because I don't know that if somebody knows of a particular story of a transgendered man going into a woman's restroom and taking pictures, I'm sure that's already happened. But it's not like there's a giant wave of this happening. It's not important. It really isn't. This is once again.
But it was prior to Trump saying it.
Yes, it is.
But you know what?
True.
He passed it off and said it's no big deal. And frankly, it's not. Not to me. That's not important.
But it was.
Last week.
You were very fired up about this.
I was mad because
I'm blind. But if I'm a woman and I'm in the public bathroom and I hear a male voice, I've got a big purse. That man's gonna get it.
Well, if I'm in the male man's bathroom and I hear a woman's voice, I might be a little off too.
Hey Jenny, if you were in the stall next to this man voice, would you share a toilet paper square?
Jenny,
can you pass me a square?
You got a square over there? You got a square for me, Jenny?
That was a Seinfeld episode thing with Elaine.
I don't even watch that crap. Yeah. I'd share something else with him,
right.
And he'd be mighty sorry.
Okay, all right. Jenny,
thanks
for the comment.
Take care.
All right, so here we go. I swore up and down I was not going to get in to transgendered nonsense, and the phone lines are lighting up. So you know what? This is the People's Choice Awards, right? Wait. You guys want to talk about transgendering? There's something wrong with you. That's all I can say. You want to talk about transgender? Let's go. Walter from Belleville. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead,
that guy you're talking about in public that you saw with his shorts.
Oh, no, let's... Come on, let's not go there, please.
I'm trying to think of it. It was like,
what happened to this show?
It was like New York City art.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that was Peter Potamus, Hippo Hurricane Potamus from back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, hey, let me share this about the Target thing. I know you don't want to go there, but I got a different take on that.
Keep it clean and make it quick, Walter. The lines are lighting up. I didn't want to do any of this transgendered nonsense today, and here it is. It's popping up, taking up the show.
I understand, but Donald Trump was dead wrong when he said that. I think he says a lot of things without even thinking it through.
Yeah, it's a Trumpism.
He's subject to change on that. But anyway, let me say this. If we go around here talking about boycotting everybody, here's a way to look at it. What if every business, every place we go to, every amusement, every restaurant, all the things that we like, all the department stores, all the grocery stores across the board, 100% decide to go transgender? What are we going to do then? Are we going to boycott them? I tell you what, we'll starve to death before we bust. We'll starve to death because we won't have nowhere to go.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's not. Again, it's a state and local issue. I don't think you'll see this reach any level of national laws or whatever. It's crazy.
Here's what I wish Trump would have said. I wish he would have said, I am totally against a man going into a woman's bathroom. But it's a state and local issue, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
That's a good one.
I'm not running for anything, and I think I could have come up with that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, you should have said that. But that's what I say. As far as the boycotting, sometimes people can go too far with their boycott. Because like I said, if we're going to stop boycotting, we'll make ourselves out a bunch of hypocrites if everybody across the board decides to go transgender.
Yeah. Well, I think this is something it's hot because it's an election year and the media and the left and even some people on the right think it's an issue that they can bring other people down on. And it's just taken away from the discussion we should be having, which is the survival of the United States. And it's not dependent on transgender anything. Can you stop talking about it?
Can you guys imagine if this was like, say, 1956 instead of 2016, you know, going back, 60 years or what have you? And this is in presidential politics?
Yeah.
First of all, the country, I think, for the most part, wouldn't even like, what are you guys talking? What kind of bizarre thing?
This is bizarre.
Now everything is becoming just more accepted that our traditional values would have rejected as a society not that long ago.
Yeah. Well, we've been fundamentally transformed, right, Walter?
That's right. And I tell you what, they are wasting so much time. Donald Trump with this lying Ted stuff and Ted at him. Like I say, they have wasted so much time when they should have been dwelling on Barack Obama's record, his devilish heart, and all the things he's done, and nailing Hillary and that crooked Bernie guy.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
All right. Thanks, Walter. Thanks. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's take a call from Ken. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I think Donald Trump really screwed up because I think you're going to see a lot of people like myself, a Christian, a Trinitarian, someone who actually does believe that God still controls the world, the universe. Donald Trump, by making his comment regarding the transgender issue, I believe has exposed his true liberal views on social issues, and you're going to have a lot of voters that we're willing to give him a chance. We're willing to hold back our judgment on where he really stood. But if he's truly this liberal, in fact, I found out what church he's associated with, that officially the church is pro-choice as far as other liberal issues as well. So I think this could be a big mistake on Trump for making this stupid comment.
Yeah, well, it was probably a stupid comment, and knowing Trump, he's just going to correct it like he does everything else. So, you know, it is what it is. For me, I could care less about any of these social issues. Anyone that's voting on social issues right now, you're missing the point. This country is in dire shape. We could not survive. You think this country is going to survive another 4 years of a Hillary or a Bernie? We're done. And frankly, any Republican who get in there who is not going to build a wall, who's not going to stop immigration, we're still done. So that's for me. And all this transgender nonsense, it's exactly what it is. It's nonsense. It's designed to keep a Republican out of office.
Well, you have to understand one thing that's very important, and this seems to get missed. People like myself, who actually do believe in what the Bible teaches, believe that it's unavoidable that the United States and the world is going to crash. And when I see the level of moral corruption in our world today, I don't think we can change course. I think we've hit a point in history that we are going downhill from where we're standing. I don't think there's anything we can do to change the course of the country or the world.
Right. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep fighting to stop it, Ken, and I know you will as well. So be of cheerful heart, if I may say so, and just keep up the good work, man. You know, keep speaking out. This is your country, and keep working hard like you do, because I hear you on a lot of shows. Thanks, Ken.
Well, if we want to fix things, we've got to get people back into the Bible, because that's the only place you're going to find the morality needed to fix things.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right. So there you go. Once again, my show has been hijacked by a bunch of transgendered leftist drama.
But here's the thing, though. You can say the transgender issue is the whole thing that we shouldn't be worried about. But if it's just another, quote, stupid Trumpism, doesn't that kind of reflect on him as far as – does he think things through? He seems to say things, and then he waffles and backpedals it to get himself out of trouble. Is he really a serious social liberal, or does he just not think at all? These are character issues that I start to question and wonder about.
Then I would say what you need to do is either send a email and get a clarification. I listen to Hugh Hewitt in the morning, so I'm not particularly happy about it, but I'm learning. I'm educating myself with Hugh Hewitt, and I take what he says, even though I don't agree with it, as being pretty spot on in a lot of instances. And some of these things Trump says are not exactly what he means, or his speech isn't exactly what it is. But I don't believe that he is the crazy liberal that people want to make him out to be. I think when you'd have to ask him. I don't know. But it's certainly worth sending an email to his campaign and saying, hey, can somebody in the campaign clarify that? You know, they won't answer my emails, obviously, because of shows like this when they're like, "Oh, Gary's a transgendered maniac."
No, I don't have to email anybody. All I have to do is watch the news, and I'll hear the latest and greatest Trump, you know, covering that up, what he said, and backpedaling and doing damage control. Right. That's what we're getting. We seem to have to be getting more and more used to all the time.
Yeah.
And I get the whole thing about, well, none of that's important because the wall, immigration, that kind of thing. But at the same time, it's like, geez, we have to keep falling back on that to justify all the other nonsense that he does and says. Why should it have to be that way? He's supposed to be a smart guy.
It's a complete lack of focus, and shame on the Republican Party and any Republicans, because we've got diverse opinions on the Republican Party. We've got guys who are very religious like Ken, and we've got Republicans who are just fiscal conservatives who don't care about that. Like me, I could care less about your social issues. I'm worried about the survival of the country. So that's what it is. It needs to be just ignored. And shame on the Republicans for allowing this to happen every 4 years. It's once again, we're doing it. Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and we'll see you then.
See you then.
Bye.